I just stepped aside and thought, you know, it doesn't matter whether I'm a fan or not. The artist has written great lyrics, and I wanted to sing them because they speak for our present condition.
It was often words more than sounds that attracted Patti Smith to the songs on her album, 12. But she's no stranger to cover tunes or the power of great writing. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. From Hey Joe to Gloria to Wicked Messenger, Patti Smith's more than just covered songs in her career. She's made them her own poetic punk masterpieces. Paying tribute to her heroes has also been a part of the process, but the real deal is in the lyrics. So while fans have been hanging on Patti's every word for over three decades, her latest album, 12, is all about the work of other artists. Songs from Paul Simon, Neil Young, the Allman Brothers, and even Tears for Fears made the cut. And when Patti, her son Jackson, and longtime guitarist Lenny Kaye visited the FUV studios, I learned why she made the album and how covers played a role from the start.
I always wanted to do a cover record, always. I wanted to do one in the 70s, but really felt I just wasn't familiar enough with singing and just didn't feel that I had the scope, the range, the experience to do a whole album. And so just at this time in my life, I feel that I do, my band does. I have pretty much seen the complete history of rock and roll unfold in my lifetime and just wanted to give a little salute, really just because I wanted to. On our particular album, we were extremely centered on the lyric power of the songs. And we stripped down a lot of songs, and, you know, our collective mission was to focus on the lyric power of all these artists.
Blue, blue window behind the clouds. Yellow moon on the rise. Big birds flying across the sky. Throwing shadows across our eyes. Leave us helpless, helpless, helpless. Baby, can you hear me now?
You know, I didn't enter into rock and roll as a singer-songwriter. I entered it, you know, with Lenny Kaye and Richard Soul as a poet. And often gravitated toward other people's work because I had no real foothold in creating work myself. I learned how to write songs working with Lenny and Richard, and I'm still learning. So it's a pleasure to work with other people's songs who have devoted their whole life to writing songs. For me, it's part of what I do. So it's also nice to work with people's lyrics who say a lot very simply. Something I'm still struggling with, so.
I'm gonna pass the point of caring. Come on, baby, I'll soon be sharing. I got one more silver dollar, and I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch me.
Live at WFUV, it's Patti Smith performing the Allman Brothers' Midnight Rider. Hear the complete interview in the archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.